Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here to conduct our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. You can call in your prayer requests at that same number. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to say a prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. I choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you have placed in my heart. I trust you today with everything that I am. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you.
He looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
God, who is near, you have commanded me to be strong and courageous and not to be frightened. Just as you spoke to Joshua so long ago, I am not to be dismayed because you, my God, who is near, are near me wherever I go. Because of you, I am able to freely live. I am able to move forward and know you are there. You are the God of my praise, the God of my presence. Where I am, you are. There is nowhere I can go outside of you. I am yours, and I honor you with the words of my mouth, lifting up my hands for all to see that you are the one who brings my heart to a place of true praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So you don't want to miss it. And if you want to join us, please dial in 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection. Devotional message, which is entitled, praise be to God, My Peace. My Peace. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 13, verse 46. From the New King James Version, where it says, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Amen. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, and it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Amen. Praise be to God. And my third scripture reading is coming from John chapter 16, verse 33 from the ESV Bible. And it says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title, My Peace, Treasures of Treasuries. The pearl of great price. It is an exquisitely costly gift, both for the giver and the receiver. I purchased this peace for you with my blood. You received this gift by trusting me in the midst of life's storms. Excuse me. If you have the world's peace, everything going your way, you don't seek my unfathomable peace. Thank me when things do not go your way, because spiritual blessings come unwrapped in trials. Adverse circumstances are normal in a fallen world. Expect them each day. Rejoice in the face of hardship, for I have overcome the world. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God, who is near, you are near. You are not far from me. But I am sometimes far from you. When I feel distance between myself and you, you are not the one who has wandered. Forgive me for being so far away in my thoughts and in my heart. You are right here. You are with me right now. When I look for you, I find you. Yet, forgive me for not seeing you when I am blinded by my own desires and my own pain. Make me know your presence. Make me know your presence, God, who is near, so I can ever experience you in all that I do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I will play another selection. Amen.
All to the glory of God. The fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. As far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds. Restore our souls brand new. All to the glory of
Amen. Praise be to God.
Just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
Trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God. You can't hurry. You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry. Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh.
God is the way maker.
Amen. Praise be to God. Gonna wait on him until my change come. Dear God, I want to thank you for your mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. I ask for you to take my hand and lead me in the ways you best see fit and fill my heart with the kindness you bestowed upon me. As you are impartial, please help me to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that I do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening and Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. Amen. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say. Lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice. Come on, somebody. celebrate the arms of God.
Amen. God, who is near, thank you for being near as well as far off. I don't have to be anxious about the things I need because you are so close. You are already know what I need. You stand at the door. You abide in my soul. Where can I go from your spirit? Thank you that I cannot flee from your presence. You are the God who is close to me, and I give you my gratitude for never abandoning me and never leaving me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread
sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the
living
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's what we call you,
that's
yeah.
What we call you.
You were born in a manger.
Manger born,
but on a tree you died to save man.
The
tree, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call. Say it. Oh, 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 oh.
tell what he could. Come on, somebody.
My life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, they help to save your feet. Cast your cares on Him. Supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, He'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you, and He will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, He will stand.
God, and He'll show the way.
Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be opened. Through the hope He is in the Father, He saved us for His own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. I'm just a dumb fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
When I think to my Much is given, much is required.
For this evening. In the meantime, I'll play another selection.
Yo, Rob, what's up, dog? Yo, man, I heard, man, they were telling me that you ain't rolling with us. What's up with that? Listen, man, I'm over here, man. I got a C, man. Let's do this. Let's do this, bro. What up? Rob, are you there?
I can't hope for
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. She's running a little late, so in the meantime, I will play another selection.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it with devotion.
You provide the spirit.
Praise be to God. Again, we are still waiting on our speaker for this evening.
It speaks of wisdom. You said, raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no I don't deserve your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no
God. Unfortunately, our speaker will not be with us this evening, so I will play another selection and I'll come back with a word. Amen. Praise be to God.
Lord, please
hear our humble cry.
Hear my heart cry. every voice in this room. We have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 15, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. That's Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. And it says, this is the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. It began just as the prophet Isaiah had written. Look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, and he will prepare your way. Praise God. He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him. This messenger was John the Baptist. He was in the wilderness and preached that people should be baptized to show that they had repented of their sins and turned to God to be forgiven. All of Judea, including all the people of Jerusalem, went out to see and hear John. When they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. Excuse me. His clothes were woven from coarse camel hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locusts and wild honey. John announced, someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I'm not even worthy to stoop down like a slave and untie the straps of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Amen. One day, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, you are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy. The Spirit then compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness where he was tempted by Satan for 40 days. He was out among the wild animals, and angels took care of him. Mark tells us dramatic, action-packed stories. He gives us the most vivid account of Christ's activities He features facts and actions rather than teaching the way Jesus lived his life is the perfect example of how we should live our lives today. And that was 12, 13, verse 14. And 14 says, later on, after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee where he preached God's good news. The time promised by God has come at last. He announced, the kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. I have heard. Amen. Praise be to God. Okay. I have heard that whenever the British Navy makes a rope, a scarlet thread identifies it. A scarlet thread runs through the Bible also, identifying the message of salvation through faith in God. One element of salvation is the act of repentance. Before we can save from our sins, we must repent of those sins. This theme of repentance also runs through the Bible like a scarlet thread. Repentance is an absolute necessity in our Christian experience. The verses in the first chapter of Mark that tells of Jesus early preaching in Galilee provides us with the two elements of salvation, repent and faith. Now, these acts are bound up together and cannot be separated. It is hard to say at what point repentance ends and faith begins. We have seen what it means to be lost and what it means to be saved. Now, let us consider today and next Sunday the condition of salvation, repentance, and faith. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Father, you have given us so much, life, health, love, and salvation. They seem small and insignificant compared to what you have given us. But they represent the dedication of our hearts to your will. Accept our gifts as you have accepted us. Please forgive our sins. Strengthen us for the work before us. Prepare us for this period of worship and guide us with your Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. And it says, now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is Repentance in Salvation. So let's see what repentance in salvation is all about. Repentance and salvation involves a knowledge of sin. Now, the basic meaning of the Greek word for repentance is a changing of mind or a turning away. Thus, repentance means that we must change our minds about sin and turn away from it. This begins with a knowledge of sin. Admission of sin. Someone has said that the three hardest words for a person to say are, "I have sinned." But this is exactly where we must start in repentance. We must admit to ourselves and to God that we have sinned and that we are unworthy. I once heard of a certain man's first step to grace. As he was shaving one morning, he looked at his face in the mirror and suddenly said, "You dirty rat." And from that day, he began to be a changed man. Now, this is not an easy admission to make, for most of us have a pretty high opinion of ourselves. Nonetheless, this is where we must start in repentance. E.Y. Mullins said, "When we repent, we think God's thought about sin. Renounce it as Christ renounced it." Praise God. Sin against God. Now, in the knowledge of sin, we not only see ourselves as sinners, but also come to realize that all sin is against God. In Psalms of repentance, David cried out to God, "Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight." Psalms 51 and 4. God has placed us here with a freedom of moral choice. And he has revealed to us his way of life. When we fail to do what is right, we fail God himself. We sin against him. And ultimately, only he can forgive our sin. Repentance in salvation involves sorrow for sin. As we realize that our sin is against God, we must have sorrow for that sin. This is the very reason that repentance is necessary before we can be forgiven. If forgiveness were indiscriminately passed out without any regard for the person's sense of sin and need of forgiveness, it would be nothing but a light treatment of sin. Forgiveness is never mere tolerance of sin. Toleration passes to easy into indifference. Forgiveness is the restoration of right relationships between God and people. A distinction must be made between sorrow and mere remorse of conscience. You can go to any prison and find people who are sorry for what they had done, have done, and even sorrier that they got caught. But they are not so sorry that they would never do it again. Fear of punishment is not all that is involved in repentance. One can easily have great emotion because of sin and still not repent. Repentance carries an element of sorrow, sincere regret that leads people away from their sin and causes them to turn to God for forgiveness. When John the Baptist preached to the people from the shore of the Jordan River, he demanded from them fruits worthy of repentance in Luke 3:8. And this is exactly what he meant. If we have repented of our sins, we must show it in the way we live. Amen? So you can't just say you repent of your sins and continue living the same lifestyle. If you sincerely repented, you must live a different lifestyle. And that is the lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Now, this is the repentance of complete committal of life to Christ. Committal, a life of Christ, to Christ, excuse me. One of the greatest stories in Christian literature is the story of Augustine. He was a lively young man, debonair and sophisticated. And like all the upper crust young men of his generation, he had a mistress. His first mistress he kept for 16 years. After he got tired of her, he got himself another one. And later, yet another. Now Augustine also liked to go to church on Sunday and hear Bishop Ambrose preach. Ambrose had the ability to lift a person out of himself to the point of thinking, I want that, and make him reach for spiritual things. So Augustine had a conflict with himself. He prayed, oh Lord, I want thee. I will give myself to thee. But in his mind, there was a little parenthesis. He was not going to give up his mistress. Really? So God did not answer the prayer, but the parenthesis, he did not give Augustine spiritual power. Finally, Augustine fought the battle through. One day he got down on his knees and prayed. He gave the Lord his whole self, including that parenthesis. And the minute he did, he received forgiveness. Praise be to God. Repentance in salvation involves turning from sin. Now, the third element in repentance involves the renunciation and republic and repudiation of sin as an act of will. When we realize that we have sinned, and when we become sorry for that sin, we turn away from our sin and turn to God. Repentance is not complete in just knowing that we are sinners. Neither is repentance complete in feeling sorry or remorse for our sin. It becomes complete when, as an act of will, we repudiate our sin and turn from it. All three elements are necessary for repentance: knowledge of sin, sorry for sin, and turning from sin. The requirements of true repentance indicate that the decision to turn away from sin is not simply an intellectual change of mind. The mind includes the whole moral nature of an individual. When we repent of our sin, our whole life is reoriented with Jesus Christ as the center. Nor is repentance a once and for all act. The Christian life is a life of repentance. The initial act of repentance when we first trust Christ as Savior is just the beginning of a life of repentance. Repentance, then, is an act of grace whereby we realize our sin, experience sorrow for that sin, and turn to God in faith. It is a change of mind towards sin as well as a change of action. It involves the emotions, the intellect, and the will. At one time during the Civil War, Captain Smith of Stonewall Jackson's staff was a Robert E. Lee's headquarters. The great Southern leader said to Captain Smith, "Tell General Jackson that the first time he rides in this direction, I will be glad to see him on a matter of no great importance." When Captain Smith delivered the message, Jackson replied, "I will go tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, and I wish you to accompany me." The next morning when Captain Smith awoke, a snowstorm was raging, so he naturally assumed that General Jackson would postpone the journey to see General Lee. In about an hour, however, he was roused from his sleep by an orderly who said that Jackson had already had his breakfast and was preparing to leave for General Lee's headquarters. Captain Smith hurriedly dressed, climbed in the saddle, and galloped off with General Jackson. They faced the blowing wind and snow for 8 miles and came to Lee's headquarters just as he was finishing breakfast. Seeing Jackson, Lee expressed surprise and asked why he had come during the storm. Jackson replied, "You said that you wish to see me." Then General Lee said, "But I told Captain Smith to tell you that it was a matter of no great importance and could await your convenience. I had no idea of bringing you out in such weather as this. Then Jackson said, General Lee's slightest wish is a supreme command to me, and I always take pleasure in prompt obedience. Here was obedience to a command of little consequences, but God has issued a command of eternal consequences. Now, God commands all men everywhere to repent. Luke 17:30 in the RSV. Jesus said, unless you repent, will all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. This is God's wish for us, and it should be a supreme command that we take pleasure in following. And my conclusion is, don't go to sleep on me. Praise God. Repentance involves knowledge of our sin, sorrow for that sin, and turning away from that sin to God. The turning away from sin is faith. Repentance and faith belong together. As you now repent of your sins, will you not also turn to God in faith to accept his forgiveness and his offer of salvation? I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? To God be the glory. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24:25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our program for this evening. I'd like to say good evening to our very own Barbara A. Amore. God bless you. And how are you this evening? Amen. So, I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. We love you and we thank you. And on that note, I am going to say good night. God bless you and shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. God bless you.
I'm blessed and highly favored. I totally apologize.
Yes, that's fine. I usually give all the speakers, like I said, 15 minutes. So after 15 minutes, I just go right into. But I'm glad that you still showed up in the spirit.
Yes, how are you tonight?
Very painful, but I won't complain. My body is weeping of pain today. I don't know why, but, you know, like I said, I will not complain because it could be worse.
Yeah, I laid down to kind of get a little shut-eye, and I ended up waking up by 7:30, 7:29. I'm like, oh, Saturday was... Let me shut the light out and go to bed. But, oh, wait a minute. Still on a half an hour ago.
Yeah,
oh,
we have a meeting tonight, too.
I know that.
Well, how much is going to be done?
When I woke up, I forgot what day it was. You know, so, yeah, so we can shut. You know, when you get ready, and totally, I apologize.
Okay, so you can just pray us out.
All right, thank you. Precious Lord, once more and again, a few of your humble servants gather to give you praise, glory, and honor. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a day we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. God, forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. Bless us. Bless our families. Bless those who are near. Bless those who are far. Bless all of those who need a blessing, need a touch, need an anointing, Father God. Mm-hmm. We thank you for doing it. We know that you're able. We know that you can. So, Lord, we adore you. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. So give a special healing touch to Evangelist Hilda. I pray that her pain will subside and she will continue to just be the little trooper that she is. Bless her heart, God. She loves you so much as I do. So, again, cannot say thank you enough. You keep on doing great and amazing things. And for this, we will be forever, forever grateful.
Mm.
Thank you. Bless us. Keep us. Bless the world, Father God. Go by the homeless shelters, Lord God. Go by the juvenile halls, our Father. Go by the places that people are searching for you, seeking your face, wanting to know, to come to the knowledge of the truth. And we thank you. We can't say it enough. Thank you for grace, mercy, your unconditional love, compassion, your kindness, Father God, your generosity, Lord. We just thank you. Blessings I ask in the matchless name of your Son and our Savior, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. And I receive that in Jesus' name.
Restoration. Restoration.
Oh, yes.
Touch your body and remove all the pain. Remove all the pain. And if you can't remove the pain, ease it, Lord God. Make it less hurtful is all I
yes.
can think.
Yes,
make it
yes.
less.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you for doing it, Lord.
Mm. Thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name. Glory to God.
To God be the glory.
It's already done. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to sign off and sign off, right?
Yes.
8:00. Okay. See you in a minute,
right.
God willing. Thank
God
you for that sermon. I enjoyed what I heard. Thank you.
You're welcome. Praise be to God.
All right. Talk to you soon. God bless.
All right. God bless you too. And on that note, we are out.